I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague on a Tuesday. Welcome back in. Hazy out there, man. This is wild stuff. It hasn't been like this in over a year. I remember last year it kind of was. But driving in, going over the bridge this morning, looking out the window here at the studio, you can only see a couple hundred feet. It's wild. And apparently you were right. This is from the Canada fire, I guess.
Yeah, somebody texted I'd seen that in the news the other day.
Because I knew there's a really bad one in Northern California that was messing up Southern Oregon. But apparently this is all from Canada.
Well, when we flew back and we got near Seattle from Alaska, we flew into this.
You saw it pretty bad.
And yeah. Somebody on the plane said, this is from Canada. And then they said, are you going to Portland? I said, yeah. They said, well, it's going to be the same way in Portland. I said, that sucks. But you know, the only benefit, well, not that there is one really, it was supposed to be 100 degrees today.
It was.
But I was out there 5 to 6 minutes before our show, and it felt like it was maybe 70 degrees.
My phone right now reads 88.
See, I don't know.
And high today was supposed to be 99.
I don't know if it feels 88, though.
Sure, it could be a little hotter than that, feel-wise at least.
Oh, I was going to say cooler.
Oh, you think it feels cooler than that? Yeah, it could.
I mean, it was almost noon when I was out there, and it felt like it was 70. So.
Any of our outdoor workers want to help us out there? Betty Today, text line 55305. We have a lot to get to, some NFL stuff here in the final hour. Also, an NBA player said something that needs to be addressed. This needs to be a topic, and we will get to it.
Well, just watch the development. It's going to happen.
Can we hit the breaking news center, though, Buck? Can we hit some breaking news on these peoples?
I don't know if he knows where it is.
Do we know where it is? Yeah, littering go. Ann, yes. Littering Ann.
Oh.
Smoking the reefer. Hey, so we have been waiting, ladies and gentlemen, waiting and waiting, and we told you this is coming up next week, and now we finally have a location. So if you did not remember, our big fantasy football draft is a week from tomorrow. Yes, a week from tomorrow. And we have finally secured and finalized the location of said draft. Come on down, Big Al's in Beaverton.
There you go.
Big Al's in Beaverton. We're going to be in the sports bar area. And again, it is next week, next Wednesday. So it's a week from tomorrow, Wednesday night. We're going to start this thing around 6 is when people show up. We might start the draft a little bit later than that to give people time to deal with 26 and stuff and get out there if you have to. So for all the people who gave us your email and we responded to you, we got you down. We're creating the leagues tonight now that we know where the place is, and we're jumping in the deep end. Let's do this.
Yeah, in all honesty, we know the time crunch involved here. We're about a week out from the draft happening. We apologize timeline-wise. We would just like everybody, we've gotten your emails that when we threw this out, if you can be there, please be there. We do not want people drafting from their couch. I live in Oregon City. You live in Milwaukee. We understand people coming from the east side over to Beaverton. That can be a little bit of a commute. We get that.
I'll be making the Newburgh commute.
There you go. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Look at that, Buck. Let's go.
It's going to be a kick-ass time. We always have a good time. You try to win your fantasy league. And we'll wait a little bit. We'll try to give people a little more time than 6 o'clock because we understand how bad traffic can be around here. But we need people. If you haven't given us your email, your contact yet, we need you to be there on Wednesday at Beaverton, in Beaverton at Big Al's.
Yeah, so we have, I believe all of our leagues are full in terms of me, you, Swag, Morgan, we're setting her league up, and then Marcus, we're helping him out a little bit.
Yeah.
But if you still want to show up and you want to play and you want to hang out with us, we'll take names because I'm sure we're going to have some other leagues that need to be filled. Buck is going to be out there.
Yeah, as I did not yet have the details for the draft yet. I have not assembled my squad yet. Well, you guys have done this before. I was waiting for the talking point, so to speak. So I have a full league open for anyone who would like to join.
Okay, there you go. So text in 55305. It's a Better You Today text line if you want to participate next Wednesday, August 22nd. My date right there?
Yes.
August 22nd, next Wednesday, about 6:30, when we'll start the draft out at Big Al's in Beaverton. We're going to be in the sports bar area. They're setting up like 10 or 11 different just table flats for us. So you bring your laptop, you bring your smartphone, you draft, you hang out. We set the leagues up on ESPN, so it's super easy to do. So we got a whole bunch of emails already down. If you already sent your email in, we responded to you. Don't worry about that. I got the whole roster down, and we're setting the leagues up. So if you're a newcomer that missed those segments and you went into the fantasy draft, text 55305 with your email.
Yeah, because you took down a lot of those emails the last time, but now we got to fill in leagues. We got leagues for Sinner and Saint, so Will and Luke. Mike and Rashad.
Is Mike going to be back? Is he going to be, he's in Vegas all week.
He's only out for this week.
Okay.
I think he's back next week. So he'll be out there. I haven't text Crawford yet to see if he's here. So maybe we kind of hold that out. I don't know about Nimick yet either, because I think he's still on baby watch.
If Buck and Crawford met, would they have like the Spider-Man meme moment?
I've thought that exact thing.
Pointing at each, like, dude, yeah. You. No,
well,
you.
We knew we look
you,
nothing
you.
Alike.
No, but, no. You're big. He's yeah. Little. Yeah. It's.
Yeah, but I think there's a little judgment that goes through Buck's mind because
you're
the
music
that Crawford listened to.
Oh, you're the old guy.
I had to take Who Let the Dogs Out from the Baja Men out of the rotators. I asked Dusty why it was in there in the first place. He said, Crawford said it just really gets him going.
Crawford is, he's a different guy. So we're going to have everybody out there. I think Patrick is going to be doing his radio show, the baseball show out there. Shoot your email, 55305, and we'll try to fill in as many leagues as we can if you haven't already given us your email. On the first announcement.
Yeah, getting the whole roster down. So we're setting these leagues up. Again, if you want in, send your email, 55305. The fantasy draft, what is this, our like fifth one? We've been doing this forever.
It's our fifth one.
It's a lot of fun. Big Al's in Beaverton. Shout out to Big Al's for providing the space for us. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've been out there before. It's an awesome space, dude.
Do you remember year one?
I do remember year one. It was a total and epic disaster for us.
It was such a fail.
Nobody showed up.
Nobody showed up.
It was bad.
It was not organized very well.
There was like 28 of us there. We thought there was going to be like 150.
I pissed off the client. So
you
that
did.
Was, that was
Spray
great.
Spray got hammered and was cussing over a microphone at a sports bar.
Yeah,
that, nice.
We were not off. We thought they were going to cancel this event after 1 year, but they keep coming back for more.
And it's gotten better. Every year it's gotten better, and we expect it to be the same. Although, again, tight crunch line, deadline, we get it, but it's going to be a great killer time out in Beaverton at Big Al's.
So Big Al's Beaverton next Wednesday, week from tomorrow. It's going to be an awesome time. Send your email in 55305, and we'll get you in one of the leagues with one of the fan personalities. Going to be a blast. Come hang out, and we'll talk some football a couple of weeks away from the official start of the season. Let's get to an NBA player's dream. Dwight Howard. Where does his career go from here? You'll never guess it. Next on The Fam. Hey, we'll talk some football coming up bottom of the hour. How about this one, man? When you get a headline like this, you can't look away. You click it and you got to read this story.
I was hoping you wouldn't bring this topic up because I saw this morning and I actually got a nice chuckle out of it.
How am I not going to bring this up? Dwight Howard. We all love Dwight Howard on this show, right? Huh?
I think we're kind of laughing at him and he thinks we're laughing with him now.
Once wanted him to be a Blazer. I kind of still stand by that. I wouldn't mind it. Candace Buckner of the Washington Post caught up with Dwight Howard. Remember, he is now in Washington. He's a Wizard. By the way, the Wizards have been saying all sorts of weird stuff this year. Did you see John Wall a couple weeks ago said they should be in the same category as Boston and Philly? It's like, well, maybe if you're not in the lineup because they're much better without you.
The Wizards don't get it.
They don't quite get it, do they?
Those players, remember that there's the whole, like, we're actually the best backcourt in the NBA thing. It's like, you know, I mean, okay, obviously I think Steph and Klay are that. But, like, you guys aren't even in the conversation.
If anybody argues against you, Stephen Clay aren't the best backcourt.
You know what, though? Like, but seriously, there are four or five other
sure, they're really good ones, yeah.
Duos that are better than those guys. Just worry about your own locker room for a little bit before spouting off.
Here we go. Are Dame and CJ better than that backcourt?
After last year, I would say yes.
See, you want to react to this, but it's based on Dame.
Oh,
right?
It's all based on Dame. Who's better, Dame or Bradley Beal?
See, I was already thinking the defensive side because Blazers backcourt, not great defensively.
No, they're awful
But
defensively.
I don't know that those Washington guys are much better.
Wall can't defend that great. He does pretty decent in steals. Beal's not a bad defender, and Beal is better than McCollum.
For sure. Would the Blazers be a better team without CJ McCollum?
If you switch Bradley Beal with CJ?
Well, no, I'm not switching. I'm saying CJ goes down for 2 months. Do the Blazers have a better win-loss record than they do with him in the lineup?
I don't know with this roster.
No. The Wizards had that last year. They were better without John Wall.
But how much does that speak to Bradley Beal? Because he was kind of running the point.
Sure. He's a stud. He's a great player.
He was really stinking good in that stretch.
Yeah, I don't know. And that told me all I needed to know about that backcourt situation. And I don't know if you have that in Portland. So I would say Portland with Dame and CJ, you're better than them.
You could make an argument, though, Beal's better than Wall.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'd take Bradley
Beal
over Wall.
If Beal went down and it was just Wall, would they be better?
No.
If it was Dame down and CJ?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe they're pretty close.
The Blazers are slightly better. Before we get too far distracted on this, so she caught up with Dwight Howard, and he has apparently a small entourage of trainers, including Ed Downs, who is a pro turf trainer. I'm into that pro turf training. Big stuff. Big time. Also, Justin Zormello, who has best ball analytics. Big time into the best ball analytics.
It sounded like you were talking about someone who maintains baseball fields, followed by someone who plays golf in Scramble.
Yeah, the A's just hired pro turf to take care of their infield, and Zormello's their new analytical guy, you know, who's getting on base kind of stuff.
Well, your best ball analyst for your golf Scramble coming up
this afternoon. Well, so get this. So they're talking about just kind of the development of Dwight Howard and what they're working on with him. Apparently, according to them, last year when Howard got to the Hornets, they were started transforming his body to make him more suited to stand up to life in the NBA. Apparently, he was starting from 285 pounds, 12.5% body fat. Now he is down to 265, 3.3% body fat.
He lost 20 pounds.
He lost 20 pounds and 9% body fat, and they are working with just to change his game. And they had this quote saying, when I came into the league, or this Dwight Howard said this, when I came into the league, I was playing against the Shaqs, the Alonzo Mournings, the Jermaine O'Neals. It was more physical. I'm going to see who the strongest guy in the paint is. I'm going to arm wrestle match him for rebounds, that kind of stuff. Nowadays, it's not the same game, so it's either evolve, adapt, or get left behind. So, where is he changing his game? Zormello said he wants to evolve into Anthony Davis.
Mm.
Into Kevin Durant, but his own version of that. So Dwight Howard, the next Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant combined player in the NBA.
I was thinking I wanted the same thing too, and we'll just see who gets there first. We got to put in a lot of hard work here. Is he insane?
Because modeling your game after one of those guys wasn't enough. Right, you had to go for both.
You had to go to maybe the best perimeter player in the league, pair that with the best big man in the league. That's what I want to be. Holy hell. Dwight Howard's never going to get it, is he?
He wants to be Anthony Davis and Kevin Durant.
So does the rest of the damn league.
How terrifying is this for the Wizards to be like, wait a minute, does that mean you're going to shoot a whole bunch? Like, what does this mean?
You to replace Marcin Gortat.
I was going to say it'd be hilarious.
Rip down some boards and put back some dunks.
It'd be funny if Scott Brooks was quoted, we didn't bring him in to be Anthony Davis. But
we really weren't looking for an Anthony Davis or Kevin Durant.
Hey, but you're not going to say no to it, right? Hi, Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant.
Do this. What's the over under number you should set for 3-point attempts next year for him?
It's going to be way too many. I'll go decently high on that. It's Dwight Howard. He's going to chuck him up.
50.
Over.
You're taking the over?
I think he hits the over, yeah. In 82 games, he could take two of them a game, one or two a game.
What's the percentage?
What's the over-under set at? 32%?
I'll put it at 31.
31%? I'd take the under, I guess.
I'll go under on the attempts and under on the percentage.
Under on both of them.
I think he's going to try a couple, but when it starts out around the 20% range, that's going to end real quick.
In 14 NBA seasons, do you want to take a guess at how many shots beyond 15 feet Dwight Howard has made in his NBA career?
Not as many as the 3-point attempts Anthony Davis had last year, I bet you can't guess.
3-point attempts for Anthony Davis last year.
Yep.
I'll say 125.
Okay.
Man. Let's go.
He wasn't banged up, right? He played the whole year.
I'll go two a game, 160. Give me 164.
Buck, you almost hit that dead on.
Wow.
162, and he shot 34%.
Okay. Shots beyond 15 feet made in his career. Dwight Howard in 14 years?
31. And 20 of them were an accident.
He's slightly better than that. He has made 95 shots in his NBA career beyond 15 feet.
Well, you can't fault anybody for wondering if it's that kind of number given what we saw him do in Orlando, which was back everybody down and dunk the ball.
Does he not realize in saying he wants to be Anthony Davis that Anthony Davis started his career as a point guard and then all of a sudden grew like 4 feet and had to, that's why he has the game that he has, is because when he was in high school, he was a tiny point guard. And so he developed the ball handling skills and then all of a sudden turned into a 7-footer. And now this is his game.
Would this be the equivalent of, who would it be back in the Jordan era? Barkley saying, I want to play like Mike.
I want to be Mike and Reggie Miller combined. Like, dude, what? What are you talking about?
I'm trying to think of a highly touted person that then became a failure that we wanted to become.
Like a Hall of Fame player that was good, really stinking good, and then kind of fizzled out.
Somebody said, I'm putting in the work at the gym to be the combo of Darko Milicic and Tommy Lasorda.
Maybe Mitch Richmond.
That's a good one.
Mitch Richmond was pretty good, but Dwight's career was better than Mitch's.
Yeah, I love me some Mitch Richmond. He was fun back in the day. This, by the way, too, is something that Myers Leonard would say.
Oh, totally a Myers
quote. When you see a quote like this as a headline, you're like, please tell me he didn't. Okay, good. It was Dwight Howard. All right, we're okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm getting swole in the gym. I'm going to be like Anthony Davis this year. It's like, wait, what did you just say?
I feel like Myers would take it even a step further. He'd give you the quote, and then
#blessed.
He would like do something with his hair where he could try to grow like an afro. And you'd be like, are you actually trying to turn into these people?
Yeah, because we do have listeners wondering, does this mean he's just going to grow a unibrow and get a receding hairline? Like, is that what he means, Kevin Durant and Anthony Davis?
One hell of a look.
Right? Or is this like game-wise? Are we look-wise? What are we trying to do here, Dwight?
I want to model my game after maybe a top five player of all time.
Paired with from the text line, Sean Kemp aiming to be a combination of Reggie Miller and Shaq.
It's a good one.
It's a really good one.
That's a really good one, yeah.
Yeah, Dwight Howard, huh? Shoot for the moon, I guess. Dwight
Sean
Howard
ended up being a decent mid-range guy in Portland once he got off the coke and he just gained all the weight.
Did he ever get off the coke?
I was trying to be nice.
I don't think that happened in Portland. I don't know. I think in life he did. He did not in Portland.
By the way, Isaiah Thomas, we brought that up yesterday as comments. He might be right. Sean Kemp only got on the coke once he went to Cleveland. Nothing else to do. He doesn't live in Cleveland. He's got a house in Seattle in Queen Anne.
I love that you're...
I can't stay in Cleveland.
The explanation was nothing else to do.
Something else. Have you ever been
to
Cleveland?
You literally have no other option.
You just have to do drugs.
You gotta do coke, man.
It's so boring.
That's why LeBron's all about Akron.
It's snowing all the time. Your mind's thinking about it, constantly looking out the windows.
What do you want to do today? You go to the tire museum?
Do some cocaine.
All right.
You can only go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame so many times
before
you just got to be rock and roll yourself.
That's kind of like Juno.
That's probably one of the exhibits because of how many rock artists have done cocaine over the days, you know? It's like one of the places you go. You go to the coke room, party with Mick Jagger for a while. Rock and roll, let's do this.
Any chance?
No.
There's an
chance.
Underground Rock and Roll Hall of Fame tour that includes all of this.
Yeah, the wild drugs and sex that happens.
You want to do the same acid that all these other guys did?
So, Dwight Howard, he says in the Washington Post he wants to be Anthony Davis and Kevin Durant, but his own version, though. You know, he's not just going to steal and copy their games. He's going to take it and then be his own Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant.
Yeah,
that'd be wrong of him if he really just counterfeited those two.
Exactly.
He doesn't get it.
He does not get it.
He does not understand.
But I'll tell you this much, Wizards... yeah, it might pique my interest next year.
Oh, they are already in my top 10 league pass must watch.
Is Scotty Brooks still there? Is he still their head coach?
Yes.
Scotty Brooks there. You got Wall and Beal, who they clearly don't like John Wall.
I don't know how it's going to go, but I'm going to watch.
They also have, I believe they drafted Oregon guard Troy Brown, too, didn't they? Didn't
yes,
he go
they
to
did.
Washington?
14th overall.
Yeah, way too high for a guy that was not that good in college. So, it took
Isn't
me
it
interested.
Weird the way that works, how a guy can not be that impressive to you in college, then end up being like a really great pro. And the guys who just kicked ass. Can't
Clay
really
Thompson.
Do. Yeah.
Clay Thompson's the epitome of that.
Clay was really good at Wazoo, but I watched him in person multiple times at Oregon State. I've said this before. He had a game, he scored 6 points, and I go,
dude, this guy sucks.
James Harden was that way for me.
Harden
like, I just,
was similar
I didn't
to
see
you.
It. I mean, granted, you don't really see the him drawing the foul and getting the line to as much, but I didn't think he had the chops to be a top three pick and then be an MVP.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's another level.
I can't wait to watch his 27-foot finger roll. I know it's going to be fun, man. It's going to be fun. Catch the fever. DC fever, baby.
Does he try to do the dunk he did against Nate where he threw it in, but he does that from the 3-point line?
Does he think that's acceptable? Is that
he
a
just
shot?
He jumps as high and he just throws it hard.
One hand throw, hammer throw to the hoop.
When he comes to Portland, I might have to not go as a media member, sit really close to the court, and when he gets it on the perimeter, yell,
shoot it.
Shoot it!
Shoot it! Shooter!
You know everybody's going to stand 5-10 feet away from him, so he's going to have his chances. He's got opportunities here. Dwight Howard, the next Kevin Durant and Anthony Davis. You heard it here first. Get your Dwight Howard jerseys. All right, let's get to some NFL stuff, shall we? How do you respond if somebody says your name wrong? Do you correct them? Do you just roll with it? How long do you let the wrong name go on for? Because we have a case of that in the NFL. We'll get to it next. First, here's Buck with SportsCenter. Hey, we got Hard Knocks Episode 2 tonight. I'm fired up. Coordinators getting in a fist fight, maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Might happen. HBO tonight. Fired up. Hugh Jackson did some funny things. We'll tell you about that in a moment. Let's get to this, though. How often do you guys get called by the wrong name? Has it ever happened to you?
All the time. My last name. Last name, I mean, I literally got a Facebook message from a listener calling me Spray.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah. Dirt and Spray.
Dirt and Spray.
Dirty Spray.
I don't know why, because I don't think I talk very quietly. I'll get like older ladies at, you know, dental offices or doctors will think I'm saying Brandy, which.
Well, Brandon, I could see potentially.
Well, yeah.
Like, Brendan, I mean. Brendan. Yeah. No, you are Brendan.
I was going to say, Buck didn't remember my name.
Yeah. That is my name. It is Brandon.
Brendan, I would get. But it's like, hey, what's your name? I'm like, Brandon.
Oh, Brandy.
And they'll go, Brandy. No.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Brandon.
I would chalk that as a hearing thing, not just not knowing your name or messing your name up.
But at what point does common sense need to take over and we just guess that he's probably not named Brandy?
It's happened 4 times.
You'd be a lot cooler if your name was Brandy. That'd be kind of funny. Nah. It's good for the show.
That's like if I said my name's Ryan and someone said Diane.
Diane?
No.
Is that a Helen? No. What the hell are you talking about? Well, by the way, though, when people call you the wrong name, though, do you correct them? Like,
no.
Do you jump in and say, hey,
nope.
Dude, that's not my name?
No, I don't care. Because Buck said you guys brought this up on the morning show.
Hypothetical, it was more, would you rather be not remembered at all or be remembered and called by the last name?
Not remember me, because one, I can like you, but if you don't remember me, I'm going to be okay without you texting me and annoying me.
Yeah.
I don't care if you remember my name or
not.
See,
I think, and that's right. If you don't remember my name, I don't know if we're on text terms. That's more of like a social setting thing.
Right, but that's one less person I have to worry about talking to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Cross him off the list. I'm
well,
not dealing
just,
with
I'll
you.
See that guy at the party or that woman at the party, and then I never have to deal with them again.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm the same way. I don't correct people. If somebody says my name wrong or calls me by the wrong name, I don't correct them. I just go with the flow.
Have you ever been in a situation, though, where somebody says your name wrong in front of people who know you and they correct it for you and you're kind of like...
Yeah, it makes it an awkward...
It's a very awkward situation.
It's an awkward thing. Does your mom or dad ever screw up your name with siblings? Because I get that occasionally.
My aunt does.
She does?
Yeah. Not the one I visited, but a different aunt.
Right, because I get called Sam all the time. My brother's name's Sam. I still get that. Hey, Sam, Andy. It's like, it's okay. You can just roll with it. I know...
We know you mean me.
You know me, I know you. We're good, right? Well, the reason we bring this up is because of Hard Knocks and Tyrod Taylor. So apparently last week, now I missed this, but there was a moment in the show where Brogan Roback, who, by the way, star of the show last week.
That's a great name, too,
dude,
by the way.
His name is Brogan.
You thought Brogan was the star?
Brogan was the man. He was hooking up the RV with snacks, and his name is Brogan.
You didn't think Nassib was?
I thought Brogan was the star.
Nassib giving out financial advice that had a lot of people wondering, where are you investing?
Also, who gets a 10% interest rate return, though?
But that's what it was
about. 10% return.
Everybody was wondering, how's he doing
this? What is going on here? You're coming up with faulty numbers. But, so Brogan Roback, my boy, the backup, maybe quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, he was talking about the RV, and during the show, he said that he likes the way he sets things up for Tyrod Taylor.
When I first heard that, I thought, this chump doesn't even know the name of his starting quarterback.
This idiot just said Tyrod Taylor.
I kind of glanced over this until I saw the story pop up again.
I didn't even catch it. It flew right through.
And I heard it. I thought he's just not going to, you know, the starter's not going to like him very much right? If he can't get the first name right.
So apparently this, like a couple of people like Bucky caught it and you were like, hey, it's Tyrod Taylor. Okay. So this was asked and it circulated around Browns practice this week and multiple players have confirmed the pronunciation of the name is Tyrod Taylor.
So this falls into the GIF or JIF argument. It is spelled Tyrod, but it is his name and his mother or father named him, and they said it's Tyrod.
Dude, this guy has been on the stage because he was a quarterback at Virginia Tech. They went to a BCS game. Like, this guy has been a known commodity in sports for over 10 years, and he's never once corrected anybody. At this point, your legal name is Tyrod.
Yeah, because I don't think he cares, yeah, which I can appreciate.
He would have said something if it bothered him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think this is any different than the GIF GIF situation. Or my mom did this to us. When I was 17, I found out my mom's real name because she spells it a certain way and she calls Sherry. I called her that my whole life. And then I found out her real name is Cherie.
Wait, what?
Whoa. Yeah.
And she never said anything?
So her name is spelled C-H-E-R-I. So it kind of looks like Cherry.
Cherry, yeah.
But she's always introduced herself as Sherry. And then when I was 17, my grandma, who was still alive at the time, said her name. And it caught me off guard. And I said, when? She's like, that's her real name. And I asked her and she said, yeah, but I go by Sherry. Blew my mind.
Yeah, I have a buddy I used to work with. His last name was Liu, L-I-U, Chinese name. And people, it was supposed to be Liu, but people just said Liu, and Hello. He gave up on it in like middle school. He just started introducing himself as Jason Liu, even though he's definitely Jason Liu.
See, now we still have this with one of our recurring guests, friend of the show, Tyson Auger.
Yeah.
We had him, we would have him on the show on a weekly basis. We did it for 1 year. We've had him on too many times to count now in the last 3 or 4 years to talk Oregon Duck football, now of the Athletic. And I just had him on Friday again. And we mispronounced his name for the first year and a half of interviewing him, and he never once brought it up. Like, the first time we had him on, Alger. We always called him Alger, and he never...
No, Alger.
I think it is Alger.
No, it's Alger.
We still don't know.
No, text him right now. Text him right now for the pronunciation of his name.
Well, but here's the thing.
Because I called him Alger on Friday, so maybe I mispronounced it again.
Because we said it wrong for so long. It is interesting that you can be okay with it for a certain time period and then tell somebody to correct it.
Dirt, are you laughing at the text line for the pizza guy?
Yeah, there's good ones, yeah. There's some good ones on there.
Are the text lines good?
Better You Today text line 55305. Somebody said, my name is Trent. The first time I ordered a pizza from Papa John's, they put it in the system wrong. Now every time I call, they ask, is this for Trunt? This is how you're saved
yes,
in the system.
It's too bad it isn't Turnt.
Yeah, that just gets something else. Yeah, we'll read some of these on the other side. Your mispronunciation problems. We'll get to the bottom of how you say Tyson's last name for like the 14th time.
Alger or Alger?
Just say phonetically sound it out for us.
I am.
Hooked on Phonics, your last name in a text message, please. And we'll see what he comes up with.
I'm doing phonetically. I'm doing A-L-L-J-U-R, Alger.
Yes.
And then the other way, A-L-L-G-U-R.
Yes.
Gur.
Gur. Gur or jur.
Okay.
Is it a gur or a jur?
Okay.
Okay? That's where we're at. So Tyrod Taylor, his name, if you care, is Tyrod Taylor. But he hasn't said anything about it. His teammates correcting everybody. Hey, Hard Knocks episode 2 tonight. I'm fired up about that. Also, how do the Cleveland Browns punish you for breaking the law? Next on The Fam. Well, Tyson, if you're listening, I'm sorry. Alger is how you say
Alger,
his last name.
Because I used to intro it all the time. Tyson Auger, Oregonian, OregonLive.com. And then about a year later, like seriously, it might have been a calendar year, Swag randomly gets him on the phone right before the interview and goes, hey, guys, and his last name is pronounced Alger.
I wonder what the breaking point was for him. Like, he just, I've had enough of this. I'm to say my last name right.
I don't know, because either way can be right when you read it.
Sure.
So I don't know what the breaking point one is. And I just opened the text line, and there's a lot of good ones. This is one that's caught me off guard in three different circumstances. It's the white Devin.
Yeah, somebody said, my name is Devin. But it's spelled D-E-V-O-N. I've been called Devon my entire life.
Right.
I'm a short, skinny white guy. Just look at me. He might realize Devon is wrong, but everybody calls him Devin. He just gave up.
White Devin's a tricky one if you don't spell it with the I-N.
That for sure is, yeah. I would, if you met me and I saw the name, I would immediately say Devin.
Like, isn't, it's Devon Allen?
See, that's a good one. I can't even remember. Is it Devin or Devon Allen?
Because he was an O-N.
I want to say Devin.
It's Devin Allen.
Devin
Allen. Did he have this case? If everybody did, he just never corrected it.
Did people wonder? Maybe.
Maybe, because you said during the break.
But the thing is, he's not a skinny white guy. Wasn't he? He's a quarter African-American, isn't he?
He is. Yeah, I don't know what percentage, but he is part. I know that.
If you meet, I don't know if it's mom or his dad who's half African-American. If you meet the parent, you probably go Devon, right?
Yeah, because you said during the commercial break, Buck, that John Rahm might be John Ram.
Yeah, I heard someone say that we just put the H sound on because of the way we speak.
This needs to be known. If his last name is Ram and you could go with like Ram it kind of jokes, that needs to be public knowledge.
Maybe that's why he hasn't corrected it.
He doesn't want to go ramming it.
Because I bet you in college or high school, he got this a lot at parties.
Hey, rammer.
He's going to go ram it.
I mean, said so many people growing up couldn't pronounce the spelling of Jeff. I finally, around college, I was known as Geoff.
I have a friend.
He's a G-E-O-F.
I have two friends named Jeff, one with a G, one with a J, and we call the one with a G, Geoff, because that's how we tell the two Jeffs apart.
I've never met this person, but there's a radio host in this market. That's been around for a long time, and he calls himself that, and I think it's because nobody ever goes, oh, it's Jeff.
Oh, your name's Jeff. Yeah, dude, that's kind of on you. If your parents name you Jeff
it's
and they spell it.
It's not on you, it's on the parents.
Sure, it's on your parents. If your parents, your name is Jeff and they spell it G-E-O-F-F, what do you expect's going to happen there? People are going to look at that,
See, the beauty for like somebody like yourself, you have maybe the most basic, easy name of all time.
Oh, it's as simple as you could get.
It's a four-letter first name, and it's like the most common last name in America.
Yeah, I'm solid in the name category.
Actually, someone points something out good on the text line here. Part of the way that Nike lost Stephen Curry is that in the pitch to him, someone called him Stephon.
Yes, in the pitch.
No way.
So the story's crazy.
Is there an E or an O, though, in his full name?
It's an E.
So how would you ever call him Stephon then? That's
well,
completely
it's because
on
they
them.
Got the PH part. They thought they were thinking, you know, not Stephen, but Stephon.
So if you go,
yeah.
I can't remember who wrote the story, but somebody wrote the story about how Nike lost on the Stephon Curry.
I believe it was Ethan Strauss.
Yeah, and it was crazy because one, they didn't even send anybody important to his meeting. It was his dad, him, his agent, and Nike sent like some third rep. And they weren't really prepared.
Stephon.
They kind of thought they had it in the bag.
Yeah, they thought it was a done deal.
Like an SNL character. Stephon.
They called him Stephon Curry. And then he realized Under Armour wanted to pay him. And he could be the sole face of their basketball division. He said, you know what? They know my name.
And then there was one extra element where they accidentally left a slide in the PowerPoint deck that was specifically meant for Kevin Durant. So they had a Kevin Durant slide in the Curry deck. And he's like, you don't know my name, and you don't even know who I'm pitching to.
I'm going to go make some grandma shoes with Under Armour. Let's go, baby.
I don't blame him after reading that story.
Not at all. Somebody said, is it Dwight Howard or Anthony Davis? I don't know. That's one that gets mispronounced all the time. We still haven't figured that one out.
Which one?
Is it Dwight Howard or Anthony Davis?
I thought it was Kevin Davis.
Oh, yeah, it could be.
Anthony Durant.
Could be either or.
Dwight Durant.
Mine's Mazzocco, and everyone mispronounces it. I dare you to get it right. Did I get it right,
you think? Nope, it's Mazzocco, because he used to intern here, if that's who I think it is.
Mazzocco.
I believe that is Peter Mazzocco of the primetime shift.
See, there's no A, though. That's an O.
I don't mean this to sound rude. How have you been here long enough for an intern to already have come and gone?
He was interning here when I showed up.
Okay.
And then he interned for primetime, and then he did the thing at the end of the internship where he read some updates.
I
heard him say, Pete.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, Pete. Yeah, good guy.
Hey, so if you're listening, Pete. Yeah, we've got it. It's Mazzocco.
I don't think he goes by Pete. I'm pretty sure it's Peter.
Oh, is that like condescending to call him Pete?
See, the Peter thing is a tough one, too.
Yeah, Peter's usually a full name you go with.
If you're Peter, do you go by Pete or do you want Peter? Because I think I'm in on the Pete.
You want to be a Pistol Pete?
I think I'm Pete, yeah. What's a pistol?
Somebody said my last name is pronounced Falk. It's like Luke Falk, but it's spelled F-A-L-Q-U-E. called too many different names that are not safe for radio.
And this might be one of the best ones of all time because I was blown away when I found out the real name, Sean Figgins.
Yeah, it looked like Choney for the longest time.
Yes, it did.
Choney.
How would you say it?
That's so true. It does. Choney.
You know, I didn't think name things was going to pop up today, but you think about it, a lot of us have a struggle here. I go by Spragoo, Spraggy, Spraggy, Spray. A lot of struggles out there, man.
See, now I deal in the name department of people not knowing what my real name is. That's the only struggle that I have.
People didn't know our names our first 2 years here.
Wait, your name's Andy? Yeah, it is. Nobody calls me, but that's my name. There you go. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us today, Buck. That was a lot of fun.
Happy to. Thanks, boys.
Go Giants. Big win over the Dodgers last night. Let's go, baby. Two in a row. Don't do
no
it.
No one cares.
You know what? That's just false because two of us care. Me and Buck care.
Oh, you guys like 500 baseball. That's cute.
Why don't you make the playoffs and then you'll talk, all right?
Oh, we will this year.
Oh.
Oh, we will this year.
Mark that. 2:55 on a Tuesday. Number one's next. We'll talk to you tomorrow at noon. You're listening to 1080 The Fam.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.